Hey guys, it's me, and you're listening to Space Out. So, today's episode is about terraforming Venus. Okay, and now you might be thinking, but I thought we were going to terraform Mars. Like, what do you mean? Now, though we know that Mars is like the closest option, you know, to Earth, and we could get there the fastest, like most estimates are like by 2050, there are going to be like at least 20,000 people on Mars, you know? There are a lot of downsides to being on a planet that's that small. I know, terraforming Mars, it's going to be a huge challenge because, like, there's almost no atmosphere. And to build an atmosphere, it takes thousands of years, you know, hundreds of thousands of years. And honestly, it's far too long. And it's going to be a waste because also on Mars, there isn't enough, like, gravity to sustain human beings for that long of a time. So our next best option is trying to terraform Venus. Now you might be thinking, what, Venus? I thought that was like super hot, right? Turns out, actually, it's a good idea because, like we know that the reason that Venus is so hot is because of the carbon dioxide, right? I've done some research, and actually, there are a lot of ways to take out the carbon dioxide. Like, one, which I really loved, is to put algae in, like, thousands of tons of algae on Venus, you know? And that algae takes in carbon dioxide and then puts out oxygen. And also, there are a bunch of byproducts which can sustain life. And then there's also one which I loved is to just like put a huge mirror in front of Venus. And basically, if we do that for a couple of years, it's gonna become really cold. And that after that, we could take off the chunks of carbon, you know, and then put ice from an ice moon, you know. And then also the one that I love the most is to just, you know, take off the atmosphere and build a new one. Okay, and we can do that by basically, like, you know, blasting the atmosphere away. You know, like, there could be, huge lasers that could blast holes in the atmosphere, and eventually, poof, it's gone. And then eventually, like, once there's water and all of the algae and everything, it's gonna come back. And in theory, then people could live on Venus. And the one thing I love about Venus is that it almost has the same gravity as Earth. And it has, like, if we do terraform Venus, it has the same things, you know, Earth has. It may not be as big, though. It's a bit smaller, but it won't be like you can drive for like 24 hours and then you'll be back in the same place you were, like on Mars. You know, it's like an actual Earth, and I think that that's a huge deal in terms of like humans going to space, because like I said in a previous episode, being in low gravity isn't the best thing for your body. I mean, like, for a couple of moments, you know, for like a month, that's okay. But if we're talking about a sustainable, you know, society on an on some other planet than the Earth, then honestly, I think that Mars may be good for like a base station for like in the future where rockets need to refuel or like travelers need to stay for a couple of days. You know, it can't sustain for that long. You know, and there's been a lot of debate about this, but all that I'm saying is that there's no point in trying to like to spend all our time on Mars while we know that it's gonna be really hard to live there. And that's all for today. So, bye.